Good morning on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review this last week's market activity, and to do that, we'll visit with Shane Lechtenberg from the ARC Group in Lincoln. Well, Shane, we had a report come on Thursday. I guess it kind of came and went, and the market digested it. It sounds like it moved on. Give us the numbers. Where did we end yesterday compared to a week ago, Shane?
Yeah, good morning, Chad. The report on Thursday had a little back and forth on it for sure, and plenty of volatility throughout the week, but on the week, December corn ended the week at 369 and three quarters, which was just down a penny and a half on the week. New crop corn was 402 and a half, down a penny and a quarter. January beans ended a penny lower at 886 and three quarters. And new crop beans were 936 and a half, which was up three and a half. Wheat, December wheat was on Kansas City was 487 and a half, which was down 16 and three quarters. And July new crop Kansas City wheat was 533 and a half, down 16 and a half.
Yeah, like you said, the trade kind of went through that WASDE report on Thursday, but you know, there's still some stuff left undone. A, undone some trade deals. B, undone. We've got a little bit of harvest to do yet, don't we?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot kind of going on fundamentally right now, really. You've got the trade deals that are, you know, there's a little bit more optimism talked about early in the week. You know, and maybe getting together with China and working something out. You know, how long that takes, I think, is on everybody's mind. You know, in our area here, there's a lot of crop in the field yet. And we're staring out the window here this morning with snow. So, you know, that gets drug out, you know, as far as unknowns go. Report minus China, the stocks used are pretty darn tight on everywhere. You know, they made some adjustments, adding some China carryout numbers, which initially had the markets down early, but you know, to come back and end the week, you know, basically unchanged was a win, I feel like.
All right. Now, looking ahead, and you mentioned it in the weekly numbers there, maybe we want to pay attention to 2019 new crop as there's a potential to get a four in front of that, huh?
Yeah, we've been sitting here staring at December 19 corn, you know, back and forth of off of $4. And those are numbers that the last few years have looked pretty good. If you can get some stuff sold there and capture some carry and some basis improvement, not a bad place to start, or at least start talking about a plan and what you're going to do, you know, if we do get a little more punch in this thing to take advantage of it.
Now, what about unpriced bushels that we have right now? You know, there are still some things in play that we could get some value on this year's crop, right?
Absolutely. You know, those are probably... It's probably the biggest conversation we're having right now is guys are wrapping up harvest. We're talking through, you know, what do you have for yield? Most guys are having excellent yields, so there's extra bushels there to take advantage of as they're putting the combines away. Carry in the market, you know, July's been over $4 here off and on this week, and you start selling those extra bushels. If you've got big yield and you can put a four in front of those extra bushels, those are things to sure pay attention to. Even a floor, you know, you can do some things extremely cheap that'll offer you a floor and at least defend the carry in the market that we're staring at right now in case this thing just kind of stays sideways all year. It gives you a way to have some insurance on some of that carry bleeding away. Basis levels are also starting to improve a little bit here as harvest drags on. There's 10 to 15 cent improvement on basis. I was just looking here before we talked a month ago to now, you know, spot basis levels 10, 15 cents better than where they were 30 days ago.
All right. But like you said, you got to come up with a plan. You got to sit down, make a plan and see it through. And that's something, you know, in between snowstorms, snow skiffs or whatever, get in, get that taken care of and move forward, right?
Absolutely. I think having a plan is a big deal. And then being able to execute it and having someone that can help you execute it and stay confident about where you're headed in the long run makes a big difference on where you're going to end up when you get there.
All right. Very good, Shane. Thanks for the comments. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend, okay?
You too, Chad.
Again, that's Shane Lechtenberg at the ARC Group in Lincoln. For more information, you can call him toll-free at 866-574-2724. They're also online at agrisconsulting.net. That's a recap of this week's markets. We'll talk to you again next week. I'm Chad Moyer on the Rural Radio Network.